Dermot, I have bad news for you. Your $4,500 gift to me.
Yes. Euro.
Euro. No, it wasn't. It was $4,500. I looked at it online. It's broken.
I don't know how. The man in Dubai told me it was a genuine fake.
Well, the fake part has certainly lived up to its name. The watch that I absolutely love that Dermot bought me.
But it's only the strap.
I can get it fixed, like, but it's just, you know, when you get a present, you know, you don't really want to have to go to a repair shop immediately.
In Dubai.
Yeah, precisely. Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Let's cheer ourselves up with some facts.
No, the facts, we're going to have more presents. It brings me nice down to, because it's a very important time of year. Not only is February 14th Valentine's Day, but February 16th is Dermot's birthday.
Yay!
So you'd better get shopping now for the man who needs stuff. So I'm going to start off with some Valentine's gifts. Some of these are good, some of them suck, but, you know, they're just different ideas. You can get an edible candy G-string and bra. Now, women often tell their workmates who are men or their friends who are boys, but not their boyfriends, the last thing you should do is buy a woman red and black lacy lingerie. Because although you think it's sexy and everything, it's not the message you want to send to the lady in your life.
I just don't get that.
You see, like, because you're a man.
Yeah, but if we love it and you put it on and we think you look amazingly hot and it makes us more attracted to you, what's the problem? Why do you want to get into your comfy jammies?
You know, it's the rule. You don't need to worry about it. But anyway, you can go one step further along the ill-advised lingerie buying and buy a candy bra. It's 330 fruit-flavoured candy pieces.
Sounds amazing.
But it's those necklaces that you used to get, or the watch ones in the kind of tempany bags.
Oh, yeah.
But you remember how hard they were to chew off? You'd be snapping things left, right and centre.
They're also quite fizzy, so you'd be kind of frothing at the mouth. And probably the sugar rush that you'd have after eating the bra off would put your beloved through the headboard.
Say I love you, couple of pillowcases. This is the kind of thing that I think will be lovely, and Dermot will puke at them. They're two pillows.
And on them.
They're two pillows, one for him, one for her. The him one has him with a, you know, the cup and string?
Yeah.
You know, that old way of communicating. So he has a cup and he's shouting, and the string goes across and then it goes onto her pillow. It forms a little love heart because it's red, and then she puts up to her ear and she's going,
if the real one, it would all be going the other direction, and it would say things like, if you don't stop snoring, I'm going to drive this giant hard-covered book through your temple.
Are you and your missus geeks, nerds, tech lovers like me and not my wife? You can get t-shirts that light up. They've got six hearts across them, and you've got one heart when you're on your own. Because you've got one heart. But then as you get within 5 metres of your loved one, who needs to also be wearing her proximity t-shirt, it lights the hearts up the closer you get. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 metres. And then when you're together, you've got all six hearts lit up.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it's good.
I actually do like that idea.
Excellent. Would you like a human key holder? What these are is you know, the symbol for a man's toilet is the guy standing like that.
Yeah.
I assume with a woman's toilet is one with the skirt. It's that, but in their privates, there's a key holder, like a lock. And you hang these on your wall, and then you get a key with them, and that key obviously fits into the lock, and then you hang your keys on the thing. I know in my house that would be extremely useful. My wife can never find her keys. In fact, she's often cancelled things that we were supposed to do because she can't find her keys.
Where are they? Where do they turn up?
The bottom of a bag she used 4 weeks ago. You know, that kind of thing. In someone else's house.
A bag you couldn't afford at the time.
And this is, without doubt, the worst Valentine's present idea. But it would be the worst if your wife did, or partner didn't have a sense of humour. So, if your girlfriend is expecting that you're going to pop the question, okay?
Right.
You can get a box. It's a big box. You flip it open and there's a ring in it. So the girl takes the ring out, but it's just the holder for a mug. The ring is gold with a diamond on it, but then the rest of it is attached to him. It's like the handle of a mug. So you might get a slap across the face, but I think it'd be pretty funny.
I think any woman would still go, oh, it's lovely. I love it. It's a mug ring. A mug ring engagement, isn't it?
It is an engagement, right?
It's still an engagement.
We're married now.
Even though the mug says, world's greatest golfer, love dad.
Drop us an email. Dave has no friends. Dave has no friends at 98fm.com. I'll send you out these. And I think tomorrow we look at presents for Dermot. I have a lot of good suggestions for you.